Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides.
Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful series on your Madani channel. Every companion is destined for paradise. Inshallah, throughout this series, we will discuss the biographies of different Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal. And today we are going to discuss the beautiful biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And I am in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Jazakullah Sayyidi, welcome and marhaba. MashaAllah. And with regards to this blessed companion, Sayyidi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the most famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Khalifa of Islam, and at the same time, he is the first one to embrace Islam, subhanallah, and he is the best amongst the human beings after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, we are talking about that personality who is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Before that, let's inshallah first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Subhanallah, as we are discussing the beautiful biography of the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and there is so much to talk about. Let's inshallah begin with his beautiful title of Siddiq, subhanallah. He is known as Siddiq. Why? The most truthful in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Siddiq because this title was bestowed upon him when he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had testified after the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when everyone refused to believe in the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who said, no, I believe in whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards to his mi'raj and ascension in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Jahl and the likes, when they came and told Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that your friend Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he went overnight to the journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and beyond, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked, did he say this? He said, yes, he has said it. He said, if he says, then I believe it, subhanallah. And ever since, he is known as Siddiq. Among men, he is the first one to embrace Islam. And it takes some persuasion for others to embrace Islam, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to embrace Islam, he never questioned anything, he never thought about anything. Straight away, without any hesitation, he had embraced the beautiful religion of Islam on the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And subhanallah, you know, you mentioned something so beautiful, and that was his title, As-Siddiq, and the reason behind it, and that was, you know, so interesting. But one other aspect is that he is famously known by the name Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq. Abu Bakr, he is famously known by this. But how many out there know his real name? And his real name was Abdullah. This was the real name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And his father's name was Abu Quhafa. And that too, he was famously known by this name, Abu Quhafa. His real name was Uthman. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from the Quraysh tribe of Makkah. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was actually born 2.5 years after the year of the elephants.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this is some details with regards to the biography and his biographical sketch, subhanallah. And he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu Sayyidi, he was also famously known not only during the advent of Islam, but also prior to the advent of Islam, subhanallah. It is mentioned from the statement of a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to him embracing the deen of Islam, he once went on a trade journey to Syria. And Syria, as we know, was under Roman Empire at the time. So he went there to do trade, and then he was invited over by the Roman king. He went to the court of the Roman king, and the Roman king asked him about the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that yes, there is a person who was born in Makkah Mukarrama, and we know him. And then the king asked that, what is your view about him? He says, yes, he comes from a noble family and we do not believe in him. Then he said, are you among his supporters or among those who are against him? He said, we are among those who are his enemies. Allahu Akbar. We didn't accept his message. And then they asked, what is his message? He said, he propagates the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the virtuous qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They explained to the king. And the king says, let me take you to a room. Then he asked the servant for a room to be opened. It's like a vault kind of room. So he opens the room and then he enters the room where there are images and sculptures that are covered with cloth. So he removes the cloth from one of the images and he asked Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam to say whether he recognized the image. Sayyidina Hakim says, no, I don't recognize him. Then the king says, it is the image of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he takes him to different rooms and he removes the cloth from different sculptures or images that were there. And he asked him at every juncture that, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you recognize this image? And to all of them, he said, no, he doesn't recognize. And then finally, when he took him to a room and removed the cloth from there, and then he asked, do you recognize this image? He said, yes, this is the image of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, is this the image? He said, yes. I said, do you know how long ago were these sculptures were crafted? I said, no, I have no idea. He said, they were sculpted 1,000 years ago from now. Subhanallah. So the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so famous even amongst the Christians and the kuffar of the time. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's image has been drawn and sculpted and shown to the people of Makkah Mukarrama before their own eyes, subhanallah. And that is how famous was the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even amongst the people of other faith. And then Sayyidina Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went on the same journey at another time, and when they showed the image of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, behind him there were two other images. So they asked him, do you recognize these images as well? He said, yes, this is the son of Abu Qahafa. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the priest or the king said that they will be the successors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So look at they, subhanAllah, the two ministers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I have two ministers in the heavens among the angels, and two ministers on earth, subhanAllah. Two ministers on the heaven are Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Mikail alaihi wasallam, and the two ministers on earth are Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Subhanallah. See, these are such wonderful accounts that the popularity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, even among the people of other faiths, was such. And it is mentioned in Sirah Halabiyyah that this was the glad tiding about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala always remained with him like his shadow. Allahu Akbar. Referring to the same thing, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he beautifully states, referring to the same phenomenon, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, Sayyai Mustafa Mayai Istifa Izzo Nazi Khilafat Bilakhu Salam Yani Us Afzalul Khalq Badar Rusul Thani Athnani Hijrat Bilakhu Salam Asdaqul Asdaqi Sayyidul Muttaqi Chashmo Goshe Wizarat Bilakhu Salam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, inshallah, if you could tell us about some accounts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his sacrifices for the deen of Islam, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. So, you know, there is so much to say regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, one of the beautiful titles of his is also Al-Attiq. And Al-Attiq means the one who is freed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is free from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. So this is, you know, the status and the maqam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such that before he could embrace Islam, his life before Islam was such that he never once prostrated to idols. He never once committed shirk. He actually hated idols, and he would tell people to stop worshipping these idols. And one day someone told him that, you know what, go to this idol and ask, it'll give you. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to this idol and he tells the idol that, I am hungry, give me food. I want clothes. But obviously this was an idol, he could not do anything. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hid that idol onto the ground. So this was, you know, his life before Islam. He was known as truthful, as honest, and he was an honest trader as well. And amongst the Arabs, he was of a very noble, he held a very noble position in society, a very high position in society, such that when any fights or arguments or disputes had to take place between two clans or between two tribes, even between two people, then they would call Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come and solve this matter. So we see even before Islam, the people of Arabia, they would look up to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because of the conduct that he had, because of the characteristics he had inside him, being truthful, being honest, helping people, helping the needy. This was embedded in the qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, after accepting Islam, he was the first man to accept Islam. And it's mentioned at the time when he accepted Islam, he was around 34 to 35 years old at that time when he accepted Islam. And subhanallah, when that happened, he came straight to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept Islam without even thinking twice, just as how you've mentioned, you know, without even thinking twice, he accepted Islam. And when that happened, he stood shoulder to shoulder with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every expedition, you know, in every situation. It was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was there for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, protecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the enemies of Islam. So these were, you know, the sacrifices that he made, participating in expeditions, and also he was also quite wealthy as well. He was a businessman, he was a tradesman. And subhanallah, whenever it came to Islam, whenever it came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would never say no. On one expedition, in the expedition of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested to the Sahaba that bring what you'll have from home, whatever you'll have, bring it and come for the sake of Islam. And so the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they go, and when they come back, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is all that I have brought with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and says, O Abu Bakr, what have you left behind for your family? And this answer of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's so, you know, heartfelt and beautiful. He says that I have left behind for my family Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that they would sacrifice anything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strengthen the deen of Islam.
Allahu Akbar. As you've rightfully mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced Islam on the invite of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any questioning, without any hesitation. And referring to that, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكُمْ فَقُلْتُمْ كَذَّبْتَ وَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرَ صَدَّقْتَ. When Allah azza wa jal had appointed me upon you, you all rejected me. But Abu Bakr, he accepted me, subhanallah. He embraced the deen of Islam on my invitation, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, وَوَاسَانِي بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had sacrificed his own life and all his wealth, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And that happened at the expedition of Tabuk when the preps were being made. And this was the first time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the door of giving donation in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On all the Sahaba, they partook in this donation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he gave away half of his wealth. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he had donated hundreds of camels, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he had brought everything that he had, subhanallah. And he said, Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are sufficient for my family. Subhanallah. At another occasion, Sayyidi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, highlighting the station of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَلَا غَرَبَتْ عَلَىٰ أَحْدٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. That the sun has never risen, nor it has set on anyone better than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was referred to as Asdaqul Asdaqi, meaning he is the most truthful in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many truthful people in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the most truthful of all of them is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And referring to that, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in the night of Miraj, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yusaddiquka Abu Bakr wa huwa Siddiq. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr will believe in you because he is As-Siddiq. He is the most truthful, subhanallah. And he is also known as Sayyidul Muttaqin Sayyidi, meaning he is the leader of all those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was intense. And he had no interest in the dunya. One day he was sitting with the Sahaba and he started crying, and all the Sahaba with him, they also started crying. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu turns to the Sahaba and he says to them that one day I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was chasing something away. And I asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was it? He said, it was dunya. It came well prepared and well decorated in front of me. It wanted me to accept it and embrace it, and I was chasing it away. Allahu Akbar. And the world turned to me and said, meaning it said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, you have been safeguarded from my tricks and traps, but those who come after you, they may not be as fortunate. They may fall for me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And making reference of that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was crying. So none of the Sahaba and himself, they fall into the trap of this world. And that is how immense was his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, Mansab, you know, he held this position of Amir al-Mu'mineen, of being a Khalifa, being a leader of the believers. This is, you know, the position he held after the physical demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and together with that position, he still had such intense fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such taqwa he had, despite being an affluent personality, despite, you know, being a leader of his time, still he had taqwa in him, still he had piety in him. And this is what we can gain from, you know, that no matter what status a person may have in society, taqwa is most important. A person, even if a person is rich, still a person has to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of those aspects that we learn from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Munasab, another beautiful aspect regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, you know, we know without a doubt his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the things he did for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the journey he undertook with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the enemies were chasing them, and then they took refuge inside a cave, the cave of Thawr. And in this cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that there was a covering of a spider's web, a pigeon's egg, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were inside this cave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he is getting worried. He's saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemies may find us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to him and says that, oh Abu Bakr, do not worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one with us. He will help us. And then the web of the spider came there. The pigeon's egg were in front of it. And when the enemies passed by this place, then they've seen that place is looking like this. The entrance is filled with spider webs. And in their mind, they thought that there's no possibility anyone can go inside this. And then they left. This is how, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why he is famously known as the one who accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this cave, the one who was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see he undertook so many hardships, so many difficulties and challenges, but that did not bother him in the least, because his first priority was to make sure that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is always safe and sound. That was the first priority. So this all stems from his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because as we know, love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the foundation of our faith. As it is mentioned in the hadith, that none of you can be a true believer until I am more beloved to him than his children, than his father, and all of humanity. So this is also how our love should be for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah.
InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Actually, if we want to learn how to truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has set the best example of loving and devoting ourselves to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For our viewers out there, there is such immense lesson in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First of all, he is known as the title Atiq. Besides being known as Siddiq, he is also known as Atiq. Atiq, in dictionary, sometimes you may find its meaning as something being old. But here, that's not the meaning that is referred to here. But here, it is in the sense of ayn taqaf, meaning the root word. It also means to free. Subhanallah. And atiq is that person who is freed. Subhanallah. So the meaning here refers to the one who is freed. Freed from what? And it is referred to in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this glad tiding. Anta atiqum minan nar. You are free from hellfire. Subhanallah. So atiq, who is free from hellfire, and this glad tiding was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had admired Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu so much that he used to say that you are my companion in this world and you will be my companion at the pond, referring to the pond of Kawthar. Subhanallah. And about his lesson that he has left for us, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his lifestyle, the lesson that he has left for us. One key thing is, as we have mentioned, the immense fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had. Besides that, there's a beautiful narration in which it is mentioned that how he would abstain from unlawful things. How he would abstain from things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. It is mentioned that he had a slave, and this slave would go and earn on a daily basis and would bring food with his earning. So every day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would ask him, before he consumes the meal, he would ask him, where did you get this food from? Did it come from the right sources or from the wrong sources? But that day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very hungry. He was starving, so he took the first bite. And after he took the first bite, then the slave asked him, that every day you ask me, where did you get the food from? But today you never asked me. He said, just tell me, where did you get it from? He said that in the olden days, prior to the advent of Islam, I used to go and perform some sort of rituals. And I would read some mantra and blow on things. And today, somebody has repaid me for that service that I used to do prior to the advent of Islam. Allahu, which is something un-Islamic. So now this is not halal for me. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wanted to vomit that food out that he had consumed, one morsel of food. And when he was trying to vomit the food, he inserted his fingers into his throat and he was trying to vomit that food out. And he continued to do so until he was sure that each and every particle of that food was out of his system. Allahu Akbar. Why did he do that? Because he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that the body which is nurtured by haram, by forbidden things, it is most suitable for the fire of hell. Allah, Allah. Such was his immense fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the care that he would take when it comes to halal and haram, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful and the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful. We need to take a lesson from this narration in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as to whether we are consuming that which is halal and which has been made lawful for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we indulging in something that is not lawful for us, that is not halal for us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, at this point in time, we are going to go and listen to a beautiful manqabat in the praise of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know and we lovingly call him Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
پہلا خلیفہ صدیق اکبر آقا کا پیارا صدیق اکبر ہے میرا مولا صدیق اکبر مرشد ہمارا صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے پیشوائے مرتضیٰ صدیق ہے لائق مد ہو ثنا صدیق ہے لائق مد ہو ثنا صدیق ہے عشق احمد میں فنا صدیق ہے عشق احمد میں فنا صدیق ہے یا رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے یا پیشوائے مرتضیٰ صدیق ہے
اولین و سابقی اصحاب کے مبتدا و مقتدا صدیق ہے، مصطفیٰ کے بعد امت کے لیے سب سے پہلے رہنما صدیق ہے، بعد نبیوں کے ہوا فضل مقام بالیقین فضل خدا صدیق ہے، ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں، ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں، ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں، صاحب فضل و اولا صدیق ہے، صاحب فضل و اولا صدیق ہے، عثمان یا مولا علی، سب کے رہبر با خدا صدیق ہے، سب کے رہبر با خدا صدیق ہے، صدیق ہے، کیسے عالی مرتبہ صدیق ہے، فقط ہم سفر رہے صدیق، ہم نے کعبے نبی عمر بھر رہے، ایسا نہیں کہ صرف رہے زندگی میں ساتھ، اب بھی گئے ان کے ساتھ یہ مد نظر رہے، راہ ہجرت کے لیے احباب میں، راہ ہجرت کے لیے احباب میں، انتخاب مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے، انتخاب مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے، سانپ سے ڈس والیا تھا غار میں، سانپ سے ڈس والیا تھا غار میں، کرنے والے جافدا صدیق ہے، کرنے والے جافدا صدیق ہے، صدیق ہے، غمزدوں کا آسرا صدیق ہے، رازدار
صدیق ہے پہلا خلیفہ صدیق اکبر آقا کا پیارا صدیق اکبر ہے میرا مولا صدیق اکبر مرشد ہمارا صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی بیوٹیفل لائف آف سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, ا گریٹ صحابی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایز وی ور سیئنگ دیٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس آفٹر دی کلام دی کنٹریبیوشنز آف سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ٹوورڈز دی اپلفٹمنٹ آف اسلام اینڈ کیریئنگ فارورڈ دی لیگسی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آفٹر ہز اپیرنٹ ڈیمائز. And inshallah, for that we would turn to our esteemed guest to highlight those aspects of the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. So we see that after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was, you know, a very difficult time for people. And it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the one who calmed all of them down, who made all of them realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is ever living. So this is, you know, he used wisdom in calming them down. And after that, during his period of khilafat, there were some tribes that did not want to pay zakah. They were reluctant in it and they said they do not want to pay zakah. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turned them down. And this is how Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. He was steadfast on the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And during his time, you know, he made so much of efforts in spreading Islam. And you know, this was also, it went to such great lengths that Islam became more and more widespread because of the amount of effort that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was putting in the spread of Islam. And you know, this was just a few glimpses of his contribution to Islam, especially, you know, in the period of his khilafat, what he contributed to Islam. And this is also what we need to learn from, that because we are also believers, we are also Muslims, and we also need to do our part in contributing to the strength of Islam. We see how Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he utilized his time and made good use of it. So this is also something that we need to do as well, how to prioritize our time and how to utilize it.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, there are many great lessons that we can extract from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and all the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Dawat Islami has given us this mindset that har sahabi ye nabi jannati jannati, subhanallah. And this is our mission and the maqsad, that how the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they carried forward this beautiful legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of reforming oneself and the people of the world. Inshallah, your Dawat Islami has given us the same mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tiding to all the Sahaba, that Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum, that all my Sahaba, they are like the guiding stars, and if you follow any one of them, you will be guided. And Sayyidi, mashallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there are many Sahaba who are considered to be the 10 Sahaba who were explicitly given the glad tiding of paradise, whom we lovingly call the Ashara-i Mubashara, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from the Ashara-i Mubashara and the other Khulafa-i Rashidun as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will discuss more about it in the upcoming episodes. And inshallah, I hope that you stay with us on this journey of learning more about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take inspiration from their life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise is place where Allah's pleasure resides.
Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.